Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Skopos remembers 500 years since the Reformation, as Brent Larson teaches this five-part series on the solas of Christianity. Part 5, Soli Deo Gloria.
For God's glory alone. To begin with this final sola, it is important to know that God's glory can be defined as His holiness on display. It is the showing forth of His holiness. All of the past four solas crescendo in this one truth that all things are for God's glory alone. Romans 11:36 reads that from Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to Him be glory forever. The Bible makes it clear that everything that we have comes from God and is for His glory, including the most important gift to mankind, Jesus Christ. John 17:24 tells us that Jesus, in all of His person, His deity, and His work, is the ultimate revelation of God's glory. John 17 also tells us that Jesus and the Trinity enjoyed their glory before the world existed. God's glory is infinite. To quote theologian John Piper, the glory of God is a way to say that there is an objective, absolute reality to which all human wonder, awe, veneration, praise, honor, acclaim, and worship is pointing. We were made to find our deepest pleasure in admiring the infinitely admirable, the glory of God. This glory is not the psychological projection of unsatisfied human longing onto reality. On the contrary, inconsolable human longing is evidence that we were made for God's glory. So often as Christians, we allow ourselves to think of what Christ has done for us. We tend to think in terms of what we gain from salvation, the benefits, the fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, etc. We gain an eternal home with God and a relationship with the Trinity. However, while these things are certainly special, Isaiah 48 tells us that we are redeemed to display God's glory. We are not an enhancement of His glory or a needed accoutrement, for it is the finished work of salvation in us which ultimately displays God's glory, the glory of His word, of His empowering of our faith, of His grace, all work together so that we can once again walk in fellowship with Him for His glory. As we continue to grow and become sanctified as redeemed Christians, God's work in our lives provides a window for those around us to view God's glory on display in us. The Westminster Confession records that the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. How do we glorify our Creator most? By accepting His free gift of salvation. As always, if you have questions or if you want to find out more about the God who created you for His glory, look up our contact information on WGCXradio.com. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more Skopos features and the completed Sola series, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.